As we said, we're expecting the November job report in about 2.5 hours or so. The prediction is that unemployment will still stick there at 9.6%, and that would break the record for the longest stretch of high unemployment since 1945 or so. Joining us now is Lakshman Achuthan. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Economic Cycle Institute. Good morning, Lakshman.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Dan Clapp. And Dan has lived through the Great Recession as an unemployed person and finally landed himself a new career path. Dan, good morning. Dan?
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, I can hear you. Well, Lakshman, let me start with you because, you know, to give you some economic credit here, you did say we would not get a double dip recession. And there's some other things that you predicted properly. And I'm wondering if there are things that have happened in the economy that have surprised you, that weren't as you predicted, and that are going to change the future of the country's economy.
Yeah. I mean, we're not completely clairvoyant. What we are doing is looking at the big cycle turns in the economy. And on that score, the news is getting better. As you mentioned, in October we said no new double dip. That was the big nightmare scenario. And last month we were able to become convinced, looking at leading indicators of business cycles, that a revival in growth, because we've been slowing now uncomfortably since the early summer, that a revival, a reacceleration in the U.S. economy is right in front of us, and that's going to include
how far in front of us, Lakshman?
You know, I don't want to give you a false sense of precision here, but especially in the wake of the Great Recession. But I would say in the next month or two, we're going to see numbers like income numbers, jobs growth numbers, production numbers, and sales numbers collectively start to firm. They won't all do it at exactly the same time, but for example, we've seen sales at stores come in better than expected, and businesses, you know, that were wary that you know, business would not be resilient are seeing the business continue to come through the door. And I think that's why we've had continued private sector jobs growth. It's been too little. It hasn't been enough to make up for all the jobs lost, and it won't be anytime soon, which is why the unemployment rate is going to break this record you just spoke of and stay very high, above 9%. But it'll keep going. So slow and steady, I think, and resilient to shocks is the message.
It's like one by one we're going to get people moved over from the unemployment column to the employed column, and that includes you, Dan Clapp. You found your new job when?
In June of this year.
Okay, so you've been working at it for almost half a year. And you know, your idea of the economy while you were still unemployed, how long were you unemployed?
I was unemployed, but I became self-employed to make it through. But it was well over 2.5 years.
So during all those times over the summer when people were saying, hey, we're seeing a slow recovery, until you got your job, you weren't feeling that. Okay, and then now you're at a job where you not only you are employed, but you are hiring.
Correct, we are. We're a company that's based in Maine, but we just opened a new facility in the state of New Hampshire, and we are actively hiring to grow that.
Okay, so, you know, for your business itself, are you seeing this slow, steadily recovery in your business, which I understand is in the green energy sector?
Yes. Revision Energy, we install solar electricity and solar hot water systems on residential and commercial. And yes, we have seen a steady growth.
Slow, okay.
Throughout the year, and we expect it into 2011.
So, Dan Clapp, in theory, your growth might be a leading indicator. Lakshman, I want to ask you a question about another leading indicator that I was looking at. The quarterly report for Campbell Soup came out a couple of weeks ago, and it was down. And some economists believe that Campbell's Soup is a counter-cyclical indicator in the sense that if people are economically insecure, they buy a lot of canned soup.
Yep.
If they're feeling optimistic, they don't. Is Campbell's Soup's negative numbers a good leading indicator sign? And am I doing the Lakshman thing pretty well?
You are, and it's you're absolutely right on the logic behind it. I think Campbell's, if I'm not mistaken, you know, did very, very well, for example, in the Great Depression. A lot of companies do well because they offer the so-called value proposition to consumers at a time when they're spooked, when they're scary. But what you're seeing right now is what's been called kind of a frugality fatigue, and that may be impacting Campbell if it's not warm weather. But you know, it's that for a couple of years, we just heard Dan talk, and for a few years, I'm sure he was tightening his belt, so to speak, and so now if he's in a new job that he believes he will continue to have, his desire to remain as frugal as he was maybe last year is on the margin going to be less, which may add up to skipping soup one night and having chicken.
Well, Dan, is that true? Are you ready this holiday to kind of drop a wad on some expensive foods and presents and things?
You know, if I think about it, it is kind of true. I did have to adjust. You know, when I was laid off, we did go through a lot of adjustments, my wife and I. And we went through 2 years, and my wife did get a job herself. She was also laid off, and now that I've had a job, we have spent. We actually just purchased a new car. So,
how many jobs are you hiring for right now? How many positions?
We're currently hiring for two.
And how many applicants have you gotten?
We've gotten quite a few, and the quality of applicants is real high.
Okay, so sometime before Christmas, there's going to be a couple more happy people, right?
There will be, and you know, we're planning to hire about 10 altogether.
That's Dan Clapp. He's a branch manager for Revision Energy, a green energy company. Lakshman, you're going to be clairvoyant for us and predict when we will drop below 9.6?
Oh gosh, I wish I could. You know, this is hope. I don't have evidence of this, but I really do hope it's in 2011, because we are going to have a decent revival at least through the first half of the year. And so hopefully that gets a lot of people off the unemployment roll and back into work.
So maybe a good November jobs report coming up, right?
Yes, I do think, you know, the risk is to the upside here. So it's a good kind of risk.
Lakshman Achuthan, co-founder and CEO of Economic Cycle Research.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.